thing why the team didn't make the playoffs this year?
I think it's more than just one thing. You know, I think there's areas we need to improve. I think, I've said it all year. I think as a hockey team, I think we have enough players to be in the playoffs. I just don't think that there are other areas that we fall short a little bit. I think we can grow as a group and hopefully learn from these experiences that have been going on the last couple of years.
Like, you seem to have found another level for yourself, not only in play, but I think in personality within the group. Do you hope to maybe inspire your teammates to do something to find more from themselves?
You want to be a leader, and being a leader is more than just giving good speeches and stuff like that. You want your play to speak for itself, and I think first and foremost, you need to go about your business every day and conduct yourself like a professional. And if you do those things, then you've earned the right to kind of take that next step as a leader in this room. So, I've been trying to, be more of a complete player. I think I'm getting closer to that. And I think it's allowing me to kind of speak up more and try to be a little bit more of a vocal leader as well.
That seems to me that's not just a nice thing to do. That's probably critical for the future of this team. Would you say you going in that way?
Yeah, I think myself, I think there's other guys too. Laddie, more and more every year. He's not the loudest guy ever, but Laddie more and more is becoming, such a great leader for our team. So I think, myself, Laddie, Stewie, and there's other guys too that we need to emerge as leaders in our group. And if we can all take steps in that direction collectively, it's only going to help us, get out of this.
Something that Paul Murray seemed to really preach was accountability, especially as the season even wore on. Is that something that this group needed?
Yes.
Need more of?
Yes. That's kind of a tricky word because it's an easy one to throw out there. At the beginning of every year, I think every team says we need to be accountable to one another. But to what extent, I think, it gets played out as the year goes on. So I think, that's an area. If we improve, I think it's gonna make us a better hockey team.
Would it be fair to say that Claude's biggest failing might have been that he trusted you guys to be mature enough to figure a lot of this stuff out on your own, and that Paul's come in and really spelled it out?
I think they had different approaches, for our group, I think it needs to, we kind of get, there's definitely times we need to get kicked in the behind a little bit, so that's a card that needs to be played, and I think Paul's gotten a feel for that a little bit,
Basically, early in the season or in the first half, I remember a few days where you had some real personal frustration going on in terms of production and whatnot. How did you get your season on track and sort of trending higher all the way through the back half?
There was no magic, recipe or anything. It just doing the same things I always do. I think that's the biggest thing, is you have to learn what makes you successful night in and night out, and staying with those things and believing in what you do. So, there's going to be frustrations throughout every year, this year was definitely the most frustrating of any year I've been a part of. But individually, like I was kind of saying, you gotta stick to what makes you a good player. So that if you do have a bad game or a couple of bad games, it isn't because you weren't prepared or your preparation was wrong. It just wasn't. You weren't meant to have a good game. That's what I believe. If I prepare a certain way every game, then the results are going to follow. So I know it's probably not a great answer for you, but I just stuck with what I'd been doing before.
Any specific areas of your game that you're going to be working on this summer?
Nothing in particular. I think. Just staying with the same program I do every summer, every year, there's room for improvement in different areas, and I think since I've been a dad, it's allowed me to kind of invest in myself a little bit more, take this a little bit more serious than maybe I did before. So I think, and I don't know why that is. I don't know, that just seemed to kind of come at the same time. So those specific areas, I think just, you know, I'll definitely be taking things up a notch this summer.
Nick, what has been said about this core and whatnot? How important is it to you to do this and get into the playoffs with the core? It seems to drive you when people sort of say that a change needs to be made or maybe there's not leadership or something. I noticed that in you. How important is it to keep this core together to you?
I mean, besides you know, my wife and son, it's the most important thing in my life, you know. This and I, the reason I, you know, re-signed for so long last summer is because I believe in the core group of guys we have, you know, Litz, Laddie, Buff, Toby, Stewie, myself, you know, that we got the right guys there, you know, we got that part right. So I really believe in all those guys.
You've played a lot of hockey. Has there been any talk of world championships? Are you taking them?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna miss that one this year.
Yeah, I just had to track it.
Yeah.
Focus on the focus.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Some pretty good recipes in there.
Just from a training perspective, what do you usually do? I mean, again, with this year having been a little bit different because of Olympics and all the hockey, but will you take a considerable time off? What's your...
That's always the plan. You know, you're not going to do anything until X date, but... You know, after a couple of weeks, you start getting the itch again. So it always ends up being about the same thing. You know, I always go back to University of Minnesota and work out with the group there and the trainers there. And, you know, so lucky to have that in my backyard. It's first class. So